Alrighty, it's 8:05, and it was about a week or so, week and a half or so ago, we introduced you to an event that actually comes to fruition tomorrow. Dick Derby's back with us here because we are, well, trying to keep kids warm. Welcome back. Good morning.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me back.
And the bags went out about a week and a half or
they
so?
They went out on the 6th on Wednesday, so you're right. It's been a few days and enough time for people to hopefully go through their closets and look for those items that the kids have outgrown, or maybe go out and make a new purchase to support Project Keep Kids Warm. But tomorrow is the big day, as you indicate. At 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, there will be a number of youth organizations and parents and other adults driving them all over those same map routes of Ishpeming and West Ishpeming, looking for those Pomita bags with the big orange fluorescent stickers sitting out curbside, hopefully full of snowsuits and warm boots, hats, gloves, mittens, all coming back to the church to be sorted and then taken over to the Ishpeming Armory, where they'll be distributed to the public on the 23rd. So as I was indicating to you earlier when we sat, everywhere I've gone, people have said, boy, we're glad that we saw you, and we sure appreciate the reminder because we really want to participate, but sometimes we just forget that that day is coming. So this is that final appeal to everybody to find that bag that's in the kitchen or got put in the pantry or somewhere, that big Pomita bag with the blaze orange sticker on it, and go through all those things that the kids had and put them curbside by 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Well, we were sort of joking about it that you managed to pick a time of year where we had actually one of the best weekends that we had had in a long time in terms of warm weather. So it's not right away on the top of the mind of doing this, but that is the idea here, that now when it is the time that you can look through your stuff, get things in order and get things put together to help out, because it is going to be cold and it's going to be wintry very soon.
Well, it will be. And we want to thank all of the people who have been early donors on this. A number of businesses and individuals and a number of church groups have already brought in bags of clothing, and those are piling up in closets and storage spaces over at Wesley United Methodist Church, and we are just delighted to see that stream coming in already. So we hope that tomorrow is going to be just a banner day for this project, and that we'll be able to support those kids all over Ishpeming and West Ishpeming.
Well, we could sit here and be surprised by that comment that people are already responding, but you're not surprised by it either, are you?
No, I'm not. We have a wonderful community, and thanks always goes out to the way the community responds to requests to help a neighbor. And every time that those requests go out, people dig deep. They find it in their hearts to come forward and do something. And every little bit helps. As we all know, if everyone would respond in just a small way, this would be a very, very successful drive. And I want to repeat what we talked about last week. The need is great, and no one should underestimate that. In these difficult times, there are families who have just been affected by the economy that we are all in and are having a little bit of trouble making ends meet. So those donations, we know, are all going to go to a good cause.
I would say it's the wrap-up, if you will, but not necessarily for the Keep Kids Warm project that's underway, because if folks next Tuesday or Wednesday or even next weekend want to contribute, I'm certain to a certain degree this is kind of ongoing, isn't it?
Well, it is, because the distribution isn't until the 23rd, which is the following Saturday. And it's a very good point to bring up that if somehow you missed the event or forgot, or you were out of town, or as we were talking about, if you live outside of Ishpeming and West Ishpeming and wanted to know how to donate, that's a very, very easy thing to do. And you could either bring your clothing to Wesley United Methodist Church, which is just north on US 41, near the Ishpeming Armory. You could bring it to the Ishpeming Salvation Army, Ishpeming St. Vincent de Paul, and all of the area churches in Ishpeming, West Ishpeming are aware of Project Keep Kids Warm, and we're aware that a lot of people, just because it's easy and they're there, bring in their clothing to those churches, and it'll flow into the system from there.
Now, as you mentioned, and this is kind of the fun thing for me when I picture this in my mind, you talked a lot about the youth groups and the kids that get involved in this. And like we talked about the last time you were here, I mean, this is an age group that doesn't get a lot of props because of a couple of bad things that happen here and there. But to get the youth groups involved in this has got to be really encouraging for you.
It is. That's a great benefit that comes from this, and something that we enjoy. And I think that the kids enjoy too. Particularly on pickup day, because they come away with a real sense of satisfaction. You can see how it's all coming together. And again, we've had Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, church youth groups, Key Club, National Honor Society kids, athletic groups. They have come from all different areas to help and support.
So this, again, is the opportunity that if you received at your home a Pomida bag with a flyer on it, a fluorescent orange flyer, explains, put in a gently used jacket or a new one, take a new one or some kind of clothing to help keep the kids warm that will need it this winter. It's tomorrow is the collection day. What is the schedule tomorrow?
At 10 o'clock, all of those youth groups that I talked about will be converging on Wesley United Methodist and the adult drivers at the same time, and they'll pick up their map routes, and off they go, driving through the various neighborhoods all over the community, looking for those bags and those fluorescent stickers curbside, and then they'll be picking them up and bringing them back to the church. There's a big lunch being served for all the workers at about 11 o'clock or so. That'll be a lot of fun, and then we start sorting it out and getting ready for next weekend.
How many bags went out, Dick?
3,500.
So the potential is quite big.
Yes, it is.
And the other nice thing you have going for you here is the success of the food drive earlier this year, because this is now kind of getting to be familiar. It's almost Pavlovian to people to a certain degree. They're just kind of trained to do it to a certain
way. Well, we certainly hope so, and it's been a similar exercise of reaching out with that collection bag everywhere in the community and then asking people to respond. We certainly hope that they will.
Well, we wanted it to serve as a reminder today, so give everybody the full rundown one more time as to what's happening tomorrow morning and what folks can expect.
Well, once again, Project Keep Kids Warm, sponsored by Wesley United Methodist Church and working together with the Salvation Army and St. Vincent de Paul at 10 o'clock on Saturday the 16th. Kids and drivers from all over Ishpeming will be going all over Ishpeming looking for those Pomida bags with the fluorescent orange stickers and hoping to pick up donations of snowsuits, winter jackets, sweaters, warm boots, gloves, hats, scarves, mittens, all for needy youth in our area.
Dick, best of luck with it, and give us a shout early next week. Let us know how things go.
We would certainly like to do that, and that'll be a great time to come back and say thank you to all the people and organizations that helped.
Is there a phone number that people can call if they can't do it tomorrow? Should they call the church?
Calling the church is probably one of the best ideas, and that's 486-4681.